237.
CAI toll-free line, 855-453, and with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you'll find on our website. You can actually create the content by submitting different news stories or YouTube videos or blog posts, whatever it is you think's interesting, whatever you think we'll like, other listeners will enjoy. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It'll appear on the upcoming stories page, and that's where all the new stuff is put before it makes it to the front page of the website. And the way it will make it to the front page is by acquiring a certain number of votes from other users of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, a game to destroy CCTV cameras. We'll talk about that, but you can also bring up anything you want. So we're going to the phones first. Shane is on the line listening in Missouri. Hey, Shane. What's on your mind?
Doing a radio program.
I hear you. I just want a little advice. I've got recently got a, I don't know if you don't give legal advice, but maybe from your experiences, you know, in, receiving a ticket, or if you've known anybody that's received a citation for expired registration, and if you've had any success with that in the courtroom, or, you know, you just bite the bullet and get your tag, you know, and, you know, that. Basically, where I live in Tennessee, if you pay the, go ahead and get your tags and bring them proof, you know, they'll dismiss it. You know, you don't have to pay any court costs or anything like that. But I've received two in the same week, you know, and I told the officer, hey, man, I just got one. I hadn't got them yet, you know, so they wanted to be a jerk and go ahead and write me another one anyway. So it kind of got me aggravated at this point, and it's just principle of the matter. And I don't know if you know anybody that's had any success.
No.
Court or even how to.
No, I don't know anyone who's had success. I mean, there are some legal theorists out there who, you know, who advocate certain concepts that they believe will somehow set you free of the government's registration and, you know, mandates and all of their licensing and all that stuff. But
I've yet to see it work. Anybody and, like, lived in close enough proximity to them to kind of see how they go about their daily life that has managed to pull this off. I have certainly, you know, seen plenty of people who have chosen not to put tags on their vehicles or have, you know, expired tags from other states or things like that. But at some point or another, Johnny Law gets them and they bow to the pressure and go ahead and put the tags on. So, you know, believe me, I got tags on my vehicle.
I support it. I support the idea of not having a registered car and having, you know, driving free. I don't think you should have to beg anyone's permission to travel safely from
on roads that they made you pay for in the first place.
Right. You know, if you're traveling safely, I have no problem with it personally. I think, in fact, that's the best thing that people could do if there was some sort of a movement. If you had enough people in one area to refuse to register their cars to get a private license plate, like some of us have done here in New Hampshire with the Shire plates. You know, my car has a Shire plate on it at the moment. It is, however, registered in Wisconsin. There's someone else in town who has a Shire plate, and it is not currently a registered car with any state. So, you know, there's different levels of, I guess, freedom to travel activism that are going on here, but those are the only two cars that I know about. I don't know of any others, and, you know,
today,
right at this moment. And I, you know, I'd love to see more people doing freedom to travel activism, but I also know that if you're the only one doing it, you're likely just going to end up with your car stolen and you having no wheels.
I understand. Where I live, you know, the state, I guess, fee for it is $28, but for me to purchase mine is like $90-something. We got this huge wheel tax, you know, to pay for the public schools, and I homeschool all of my children, so I don't really, you know, see why I should have to pay for somebody else's kid to go to public school.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that doesn't, I just didn't know if you've ever pushed the issue enough to say that you wanted to go to a jury trial, if the state would ever just dismiss something just because they didn't want to push it that far because of the cost of the
Can you get a jury trial in Missouri for traffic?
Well, I live in Tennessee, but I don't know. I'm ignorant of anything. I've never tried anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have a leg to stand on, you know. I'm sure that I would. Obviously, I'm guilty if that's the law in the book, but, I mean, it's just a ludicrous law. And you know,
I agree. You know, another option, there's an option in between the going to the all the way to the mat for freedom to travel and being totally obedient.
A bicycle.
And, no, I mean, if you've got a car. But the option in between is to register the vehicle in another state, is to choose another state like Wisconsin, for instance, or perhaps Montana, a state in which you can just simply send out a car registration. You don't have to physically go to the state to do it. And I know Wisconsin does that.
It's not very costly either compared to some states.
Right.
How
so,
does that work if you don't have a physical address, you know, if you're not a resident of that state? I mean, how does that, don't you have to register the vehicle to a physical address?
Or, yeah, you do. You do. So, I mean, it helps if you know somebody that lives there, but, you know, you could just put an address down, and as long as you've got a mailing address that's set to where you currently live, then they should send you all the renewal information to your actual address there in Tennessee. So that's a possibility, and the way you can look at that is basically having the government of that other state kind of running protection for you from the government of Tennessee. But at the same time, you know, you could also get yourself into trouble. So, for instance, if you, you know, if you get pulled over and the cop looks at your driver's license and he says, well, how long have you been in Tennessee? And you answer his question, then you establish residency or something like that. Then they will, you know, probably tell you that you have to register the car in Tennessee, in which case you might want to consider getting an LLC, limited liability corporation, and registering the car under that. But then you're talking about hundreds of dollars for an outlay as far as registering the, you know, the corporation. And it gets complicated. So probably your, you know, path of least resistance is to just go ahead and pony up and do as, you know, do as you're told, at least until you can get around a movement of people who, you know, feels the same way as you do and is willing to actually stand up for themselves. Because again, you can't do it by yourself. You really can't.
I understand that.
Well, wish you the best.
Yeah, the time, fellas, and I know that maybe not much more. You know, bite the bullet and die to the man.
Good luck, Shane. It never feels good, and I don't, you know, I don't like it, but sometimes that's what you got to do, especially if you're all alone out there, and I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
You know, Shane probably could fight the second one, but it wouldn't be worth it. You know, if he got the two tickets for the same thing, he could bring in the second, you know, along with the first, along with the successful registration of his vehicle to court and say, here, I got my vehicle registered. I just didn't have the time to do it between the second ticket. This officer issued me a ticket anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
You could probably negotiate that away.
They would probably let him off. But yeah. For $28, is it worth a day? No.
He said that if he got it fixed, that the ticket would go away and there wouldn't be any court costs or anything. I mean,
yeah, that's frequently the case.
I think they call those fix-it tickets.
They just want you to bow down and kiss the boot. Hey, yeah. Do what you're told.
You're going to give some state your money, and $90 for a car registration isn't much on the grand scheme of states out there. What are you paying in the low price of being a having your car registered in Wisconsin?
I had an interesting.
Hold on just a second. I have asked a question here.
Oh, I don't have a car registered in Wisconsin.
Oh, you do not?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. How much does the corporation that you're involved with have that car registered?
I don't know who's involved with that corporation.
God. Well, you just told that you have a car that's registered in Wisconsin, right?
I don't think I said that, no.
I'm pretty sure that you did.
No, I don't.
You have Shire plates on one and Wisconsin plates on the other.
A Shire plate is on a car that I possess a key to at this time, and there's a Wisconsin plate on that as well.
This is lots of fun.
Okay. And I don't recall what the registration.
Yeah, it's going to be about $50, right?
No, I think it was more than that because you've got to get the plate. Right. And usually, the first time you do a registration in a state, you're paying extra for the plate fee.
Got to run around, pay all of the stuff. $90 seems like it's worth it to me.
I think it was over $100, but
that's what I'm saying. He's paying $90 for the big wheel tax in order to, you know, be able to drive around, and yeah, it's wrong that most of the money is going to pay for other people's kids going to school.
Yeah, everybody I've ever seen that's, you know, gone to the mat with freedom to travel ends up with no transportation. So I wish I could say there was, you know, some success story I could point to, but I've never seen it. I would love to see it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL's CAI toll-free line. CCTV camera destruction contest. We'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 31st, 2013. Gold opened at $1,673.45. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,715.08, a half ounce for $857.54, or a quarter ounce for $428.77. Again, that's $1,715.08, $857.54, and $428.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Grab archives, as many as you like. They go all the way back to late 2006, and we give them away over at freetalklive.com. You get the last 7 days' worth right there on the front, in the top of the website. Click into the archive section. That'll take you back for years. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page and get even more than regular Free Talk Live archives. You can get Edgington Post episodes, which is Mark's interview series that he performs here and there. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to access all that, and it's all completely free. If you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. We do thank them for sponsoring our phone lines and making Free Talk Live possible. If you want to thank them, too, and you've got a business, well, give them a shot. They do accounts receivable. They not only will treat your customers with respect, but they'll treat you with respect, too. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, if you're tired of the arduous and vexing task of collections, they can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. According to The Guardian in the UK, activists in Berlin are teaming up to trash surveillance cameras. Points are given with bonus scores for the most innovative modes of destruction.
Oh, God.
As a youth in a ski mask marches down a Berlin U-Bahn train, dressed head to toe in black, commuters may feel their only protection is the ceiling-mounted CCTV camera nearby. But he's not interested in stealing wallets or iPhones. He's after the camera itself. This is Camover, a new game being played across Berlin, which sees participants trashing cameras in protest against the rise in closed-circuit television across Germany. The game is real-life Grand Theft Auto for those tired of being watched by the authorities in Berlin. Points are... I was pronouncing it incorrectly, wasn't I? I was pronouncing it the New Hampshire way in the beginning.
What's that? Camover?
I was pronouncing it Berlin.
Berlin?
Okay. Yeah, which is the New Hampshire Berlin.
Right. For those that don't know, you know, the Northeast, you know, New Hampshire certainly among them is polka-dotted with little towns that didn't have, at some point or another, did not have enough uniqueness and forethought to name themselves something other than some other municipality someplace.
So they named themselves the same name, but they changed the pronunciation.
Well, no, over time, the pronunciation will change just through regional accents. this was due to World War I. Berlin, New Hampshire, during World War I, decided it didn't want to be equated with the darn Hun. So they began, you know, just a little different pronunciation. And so
Berlin.
They pronounce it Berlin. And what you can find across New Hampshire, what I found, and I believe this to be, you know, always the truth. Always. Now, it's hard to find an always, but I believe this is always the truth in New Hampshire, that you always put the accent on the front syllable of the word. If there's only one, then obviously it's not on one. But in every single case I can come up with, it's Hanover, Berlin,
Concord.
Lebanon, Concord, Manchester.
Yeah.
Like, every time the accent's on the first syllable.
So, interesting observation.
Yeah. I wish that I could take credit for it, but I don't know who observed it first, but I found it to be true.
So I'd like to make it clear. We're talking about Berlin, the city in Germany.
There aren't any trains, commuter trains running through Berlin, New Hampshire.
So
dilapidated, dying paper mill town.
Points are awarded for the number of cameras destroyed, and bonus scores are given for particularly imaginative modes of destruction. Axes, ropes, and pitchforks are all encouraged. The rules of Camover are simple. Mobilize a crew and think of a name that starts with command, brigade, or cell, followed by the moniker of a historical figure. Van der Lubbe, a Dutch bricklayer convicted of setting fire to the Reichstag in 1933, is one name being used. Then destroy as many CCTV cameras as you can. Concealing your identity, while not essential, is recommended. Finally, video your trail of destruction and post it on the game's website. Although even keeping track of the homepage can be a challenge itself, as it's continually being shut down. The use of surveillance cameras has become a thorny political issue in Germany. Inadequate CCTV footage which I just went on to the wrong page. Inadequate CCTV footage was highlighted in the investigation of a bomb scare in Bonn last December. This, along with the brutal killing of a man in Berlin's busy Alexanderplatz Square in October 2012, spurred the Interior Minister Hans-Peter Friedrich to call for efficient video surveillance and video recording in public areas. For those who oppose CCTV, petitions and letters only go so far in the German capital. A group of 40 protesters walked the streets of Berlin for 1984 Action Day, protests against CCTV cameras and other surveillance, named after the novel by George Orwell. In June, a pressure group, Control Berlin, has screened short films documenting CCTV's rise. But Camover's direct action approach revolves around a small but committed group who call themselves workless people. We are shoplifters, graffiti sprayers.
Shoplifters?
You are the workless.
Homeless and squatters. They claim to have snuffed out
homeless people with the access to this website. That's swell.
Sure. Yeah, nothing else to do, so we take down the camera.
Yeah, well, most libraries have access to the internet, so it's not impossible for a homeless person to get online. And squatters, they claim
to. If you've got enough time to take down cameras, you've got enough time to get a job.
They claim to have snuffed out as many as 50 cameras since the game began just a few weeks ago. They said one of them said we thought it would motivate inactive people out there if we made a video invitation to this reality game, the creator of Camover, who wanted to remain anonymous, told me. Although we call it a game, we're quite serious about it. Our aim is to destroy as many cameras as possible and to have an influence on video surveillance in our cities.
They have a real serious problem with privacy or anti-privacy in Germany. Germany's actually kind of gained the nickname Blurmany in a lot of internet circles because, they're one of the few countries that has this huge backlash, like almost unanimously against Google and Google Street View, where they are blurring people's houses.
Wow.
On the street because these,
people are freaking out.
Yeah, complete freakouts over any kind of information being published online.
What is it about the German society that is so privacy-oriented?
I don't know, and I don't know if it has anything to do with, their obvious history. But, I mean, there's another concept that I know about Germany that I found very interesting called the Leitstundenschutzrecht, which is they have a particular thing about press there as well, not just privacy, but press, where the press there gets an exclusive right to publish any kind of press release commercially, which is just very strange. No one else can copy it. How here we've got, AP releasing a press release and then all these other news agencies copy it. Well, not in Germany.
Well, so, those agencies have agreements with the AP.
Sure.
They're not just picking up an AP feed. They're paying for that.
Sure. And I might be misunderstanding it somewhat, but it's something that's very strange over there. They do just some things very oddly.
What do you think about this direct action? Going around and smashing CCTV cameras, making a game out of it even. 855 450 free. Is this something that you support? 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts and bring up what you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Maybe they will call in.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you are a lady listener, you'll get details on how to become part of the Shrine. That's, again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And probably some of the Shrine of Female listeners will be at the upcoming Liberty Forum. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is happening February 21st through the 24th. Great speakers are lined up, including Tom Woods, who will be the keynote on Saturday night. But the event has probably a couple dozen speakers, it seems like, or at least a dozen. It seems like a whole bunch of them. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and you can see the full list. They haven't all been announced yet, but almost all of them have. And now would be the time to go and get your hotel room. We talked to Chris Lawless on the show last night. He says that the room block expires sometime tomorrow.
So and contrary to what I have said on the show, apparently there are a few Friday night rooms left. So
that's correct.
I had gone to the website. On the website it said no rooms left on Friday. That has been fixed, as we understand it.
Some kind of a problem with it.
Go get the room now.
If you're going to go to the Liberty Forum, you don't want to wait any longer to reserve your room, because after tomorrow, and I don't know at what time tomorrow, it could be 5 o'clock in the afternoon, may not be all day, but so after some point tomorrow, they could raise the rates. The hotel, you know, has locked off a group of rooms for the Liberty Forum, and that group has almost filled up. And that group is going to expire tomorrow. So go now, and you can still lock in the rate. I think what did Lawless said it was $97 a night or something like that.
Less than $100.
Yeah, so
it's a big deal. I mean,
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You can learn more about the event there. Get registered for the event. Use our discount code to save off the event ticket. So there's the hotel side of things, and then there's the getting the tickets to the event. You can save 10% off the event tickets by using our discount code, which is FTL2013. That's FTL2013. As we continue here. Now, we will take your calls about anything, but I'm wondering, what do you think about this game? They're calling it Camover in Berlin, where people are going around smashing CCTV cameras. They are being awarded points.
Have you seen the video of this?
I have not yet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
All right, yeah, I haven't taken the time to do that, but I will definitely be interested in seeing that. And we'll post this on our Facebook and Twitter, so you will be able to see that, because there is a video at the top of this article.
Yeah, it's a great video.
The winner, by the way, of the game does not get a trophy or a year's supply of spray paint. The competition ends
a big bag of broken cameras
on the 19th of February to coincide with the start of the European Police Congress. The prize, says Camover, is to be in the front line of a protest that will take place 3 days earlier on the 16th of February. The location is yet to be confirmed, but Camover advises anyone who turns up to crouch and avoid the flying cameras. So yeah, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah, you will be in the front lines.
So what do y'all think of this?
It's fantastic.
I don't like the destruction of property as a form of protest. But when it's sort of the city trying to implement a new policy, I think for whatever reason that it makes more sense, if you get what I mean.
You're saying it makes more sense if you destroy the cameras right away as opposed to wait a few years?
Let me try to draw a picture for you if I could. I don't think that any monopoly organization can claim the right to eminent domain or can extract money from people in order to pay for roads. But if I were to go out there with a jackhammer and get to work on the road that's out in front of my house, it would inconvenience a lot of people, and I think that it would be far less understood than if, for whatever reason, my town decides to implement closed caption cameras in order to, keep an eye on the citizens about town, and I went and destroyed those things. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just the gravity of continuity.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I mean, I think that tyranny should be opposed at any time.
I hear you. Please. Nobody free me from the road out in front of my house, okay?
You mean by smashing it?
Yeah. I don't need that.
Right. Well, you use the road. You don't use the CCTV cameras. Only the government uses those to keep an eye on you.
That's another aspect is, people can see life without the government cameras, whereas 20 years from now, they'll say, oh, my God, crime would be rampant without these cameras.
They'll still say that. People still say that.
I was going to say, let me flip on devil's advocate mode and say that, there are some people who would claim that, if I didn't have this camera here to protect me, I could become a victim because, walking down that dark abandoned dock.
Well, according to the studies that have been done over in the UK, the video cameras, the millions of cameras they installed there, didn't really do anything to stop crime.
Right. They're far less effective.
Street lights were far more effective.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say, is I would rather see the money be spent on lights, because the lights, they found that in Florida, too. I mean, lights are just hugely effective at stopping crime.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of what some of the activists down in the Phoenix area did, and it's been years now since this video was put online. I was actually just going through my YouTube subscriptions the other night, and of course, almost all of them they haven't posted in, every now and then somebody will post a really good video, and I'll subscribe to them, and then they'll never post anything ever again.
Yeah.
The guys that did the video, you might remember, they did the video of having Santa Clauses go out to the traffic cameras and place humongous Christmas present boxes over top of the camera. So they'd get out a stepladder or something, and then they would, make a big show out of their Santa Claus. They're putting this present over top of it to give a present to all the people that were driving by who no longer would be affected by that camera.
I've got to say, I think that is absolutely brilliant, and I have no critique for that whatsoever.
But you do have a critique of smashing the cameras?
I'm just disturbed by it, I guess. Well, because they're smashing and breaking things that somebody paid for.
Somebody paid for the threat of violence. The money was extracted by threat of force, or taxes, to pay for these things. So I don't feel bad when these things happen. And Johnson, you said you support this.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And the speed cameras, any of that. Well, these cameras that are put in, first of all, they're put in, a lot of people disagree with these cameras. There's not really any kind of consensus about the cameras, so it's not even like it's, not that I would support it if it were, but it's not really like a Democratic thing that, like, the people really want these cameras, because they don't. It's just politicians.
The politicians really want
security
the
agencies
cameras.
That really want these yeah. cameras. And so they're stealing money from people via taxes to install these cameras, and they're doing it just to rob more, especially in the case of the red light cameras and whatnot. But, especially in the UK, oh, my God, how much have they spent on these cameras? It's ridiculous.
Who knows? They've got millions of cameras, so probably a hundred million. I don't know.
And it's one of these things. It's like,
billion?
They're just going to, leave this expensive equipment, first of all, because it is, kind of expensive equipment. They just leave it out there and expect. I feel like the instruments of tyranny like that them being taken out
yeah.
and destroyed, it's almost like, well, what'd you expect? Government? What'd you expect?
Okay, so let me take this a step further then. Ian, what would you support armed robbing government revenue collectors?
No, I think that, that's a threat of force against another human being.
Who's using force,
I think that person's wrong, but obviously there's...
Are we talking about via hacking?
No, I'm not talking about hacking. I'm talking about...
We're talking about via hacking so that there's no threat of force or violence there?
What I'm saying is, you don't even have to. You don't have to pull your gun. You could just show it to him and say, give me your wallet.
That's a threat of force. I don't support the use of
what's
force
the difference?
Against
What about force
people?
Via hacking? That's why I introduced
that.
Let's talk about hacking in just a second, okay?
He has a problem with threat.
But I'm making it 100% clear that he supports blowing up, public stuff. Or whatever, destroying it.
I don't support blowing things up necessarily. I think
Ian has always made it very clear that he doesn't believe in government property.
Right, but he does. He doesn't, for whatever reason, support using equal, not excessive force, but just equal commensurate force against somebody who's using force against you. Whether
somebody
they have
who's working with
or
the government, I have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem
with you defending yourself against another individual who's not with the government. I think that there's...
But you only do it for the purpose of expedience, and that's the only reason I'm, saying that I'm uncomfortable with these idea of destroying the CC cameras.
You believe it's more expedient to just let them monitor everyone? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control, share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and tell us how you feel about the Camover game. It's happening in Berlin. They are smashing CCTV cameras and presumably their government CCTV cameras, since it is a government program. But then again, the kinds of people who are involved in this particular game are probably not that discriminatory as far as if they see a camera, they're probably going to smash it, even if it's on an ATM or something like that. I mean, these are not... I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that about these
not
guys.
Not principled anti-government camera smashers. No. They did use one particular key term. They used the term direct action. Are you familiar with this?
That's right, yes.
This is a term that has been used by the... I guess I'm going to call them anarcho-socialists.
I call them anarcho-collectivists.
Okay, anarcho-collectivists.
It's an easy way to generalize all of them.
And even agorists, people calling themselves agorists, to indicate... basically, violence against the state. You know, some kind of force used against the state. Maybe violence isn't the right term, but force used against the state in some way or another. And so, also, it can indicate doing things with the intention of undermining the state that aren't necessarily illegal, but that's not the direct action that gets the press.
I'd like to say, by the way, if you are in Germany and you would like to connect to us tonight, you can use Skype. You can Skype us at lrn.fm, and that'll make it real easy for you to get on the air here. You don't have to figure out anything about long-distance dialing or how you would call a toll-free number in the U.S. from Germany. I don't know how the hell you begin to do that stuff. So you just connect to us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We'll continue with the CCTV discussion, but you can also take control here. Randy is on the line in Muncie, Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Randy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I had a theory. I know you guys have talked about in the liberty movement, it seems to be occupied by predominantly white males.
Yeah, it does seem to be a trend.
I was going to throw a statistic out there and see if you think this might have anything to do with it. According to census.gov, 85% of all property owners are white.
Interesting. So we're talking about real estate?
Movement, yeah, since the liberty movement is based around a lot of property rights. I just wonder if that has anything to do with it, or could be a correlation.
It could be.
Are they white males, the 85%?
It doesn't break it down by gender. It just shows by race.
Yeah.
It does break it down a little by income.
Hmm.
But property owners and looked it up. And,
well, thank you for sharing that. Anything else you wanted to get out there?
No, not really.
All right, appreciate the call, Randy. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number.
Certainly a possibility.
Yeah, but I wonder what percentage of the population is also white.
That's another good question.
I know that last year was the first year that fewer than 50% of babies were born white.
Babies.
So things are changing as far as the demographics of the United States, and this is one of the reasons that Republicans are trying to be less jerkish about immigration and things like that.
They got a good spanking, huh?
What's that?
They got a good spanking?
They didn't really get that big of a spanking during the election, did they?
They lost.
Who lost?
The Republicans.
What'd they lose?
The election.
Which election are you talking about?
The presidential one.
Well, they ran against an incumbent. Who wins against incumbents?
Winners. Yeah, nobody really does.
Okay. How much did they lose? How many seats did they lose in the House?
I have no idea.
It didn't change. It didn't change from Republican control. How many seats did they lose in the Senate?
Don't ask
didn't
me.
Didn't change from Democratic control. They didn't lose the filibuster number. So, I mean, they didn't, on a national level, they didn't really, they lost New Hampshire state. Just New Hampshire's House seats, but not Senate seats. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand why the Republicans are saying we got to go back and think about our message. You know, so much. I'm glad that they're thinking about this particular message because, frankly, I think that that Republicans have they're smeared with the racist paintbrush. One thing's for certain is black people know who the KKK votes for.
Mm-hmm.
They don't vote for Democrats, even though they used to. Now they vote for Republicans. And I think that the Republicans need to try a little harder to make sure that those people are not, they can vote for whoever they want, and they're going to vote for somebody, but we need to design our policies so they don't sound racist. And I think that Republicans need to, welcome hardworking individuals from other countries instead of saying, you can't come in here and take our jobs. You didn't follow the rules. We've set up a whole bunch of rules so you could never become a citizen ever, ever, ever. And then you came in here and you worked for, you washed some clothes for some people and did their dishes and cut their lawn. And now you got to go to jail. You're bad.
The really weird cycle of things with the whole, Republican, Democrat, left-right thing, the really weird circle that I find really interesting is how so many people on the left, they associate the right with racism and, neo-Nazis, right? Neo-Nazis. And completely forget the fact that Nazi stood for National Socialist. Which party is closer to socialism?
Both.
They're both very
socialist.
I agree. You've got your the military, which is essentially Republican socialism, but...
And they love their corporate welfare, too.
Sure, absolutely. But that's... I would call that closer to being sort of like fascism.
Both of the parties have their history with, socio-fascism, whichever brand it is, whatever color of it is. I think the Democrats have managed to perceptually shed that appearance more so than Republicans have. I think that Rush Limbaugh...
The Democrats also get directly accused... more frequently of socialist, collectivist programs and welfare and those types of collectivized ideals. Whereas there is still
they get accused
large,
of it more often.
There's a large contingency of Republican individualists that doesn't really exist in the Democratic Party. I will say both parties, if you're going to talk about both parties attracting people, the pro-government folks, definitely in both parties. But currently, I think where this country stands is that if you're sort of a rugged individualist and you believe in individual rights and small government, most of those people are in the Republican Party. Or they're attracted more so to the Republican Party than the others. I'd say, actually, in reality, if you're really a small government person, if you're really a rugged individualist, you're not part of either one of those political parties because you'd have to be a brainwashed fool to be a part of either one of those parties. But...
One asks oneself, how am I going to have an effect? If I'm going to have more of an effect inside of a party or outside of a party? I don't want my vote not to count, which, obviously is a fallacy.
There's only one way you can have an effect, and that is to get together with other people who are like you. That's the only way you can have a real effect on the system. And in fact, speaking of race, I guess, which is not really a favorite topic of mine. I like the human race personally. But there was news today about how California is now apparently a majority Hispanic, which I think is very interesting. And the fact is, numbers make a difference. You know, if there was something that the folks who are there, who consider themselves Hispanic wanted to do now that, you know, they couldn't do before, they certainly can. Not suggesting that they all think alike. That's certainly not the case. But numbers make a difference. And the reason why that's a headline is because some people are perturbed by that idea. I think it's fine. But some people are bothered by that because they know that numbers make a difference.
Well, I think that the very best thing for Republicans would be if, like the caller had said, if Hispanics and blacks have the opportunity to become landowners. The more taxes you pay, the less you like them. And it's tough for everybody. And, the more government programs you take, the more you like the government programs. I mean, if I was getting a check from the government that allowed me to live and I didn't necessarily have to work, I had time to run around smashing closed circuit television cameras or whatever it is that I'm doing, I'd sure love those government programs too, and I'd cry and moan and call everybody who wanted to take them away a bad, bad person.
So hopefully we'll see some headlines when Free State Project participants outnumber government employees here in the state. I wonder how many government employees there are across the whole state of New Hampshire.
I did see some numbers as far as per capita, and it would be too difficult to extrapolate from there.
Yeah, I'd be interested in getting those details. It's probably still going to be more than the total number of Free State Project participants, but if you factor in liberty-loving New Hampshire natives on top of the 20,000 people that will be coming here for the Free State Project, then that makes a big difference because the government bureaucrats they're a force to be reckoned with, and I don't mean in a violent sense, but I mean in an economic sense. There was a situation with a restaurant, I won't say which one, in downtown Keene that was threatened over having Social Sundays event there. They were threatened by the government bureaucrats and were told, if you keep having this event, we're going to stop eating at your restaurant. And so that was legitimate form of economics, market protest or boycott or the threat thereof that changed that business owner and how they were operating. But if there were more liberty activists than there were government employees, then we could do similar things.
I'm glad the government employees feel that threatened.
Yep. 855, 453. More coming up. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.